antes de toda la tierra.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Reconoced que Jehová es Dios, Él nos hizo y no nosotros a nosotros mismos. Pueblo suyo somos y ovejas de su prado.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs.
Porque Jehová es bueno para siempre, es su misericordia y su fidelidad por todas las generaciones.
Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
Entrad por sus puertas con acción de gracias, por sus atrios con alabanza, alabadlo.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Thanks be to God.
Gracia, paz y misericordia sean con cada uno de vosotros en el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Amén.
Welcome everyone to our worship service at LaGrave Avenue Christian Reformed Church. We are so glad to see all of you here tonight on this very special service where we worship our Lord and we hear his word, and we do so in two languages in celebration of our longtime ministry to and with the people of Cuba. We have a number of guests I want to say welcome to. I know there must be a number of people from Hillside here. I know we invited some Hillside people, so Hillside Christian Reformed Church people, welcome. Other guests, welcome. Jordanes Diaz, we are so glad that Jordanes is going to grace our pulpit tonight. He's going to preach in Spanish. He's not ready to preach in English yet, but he will be. His translator is Vanessa Abreu, who is my wife's colleague. She's the assistant principal and the head of Spanish immersion at Grand Rapids Christian Schools, and she'll be doing the translating. Welcome, Vanessa. And after this special service, there is a meal, a wonderful meal, a Cuban meal. I don't want to criticize the other meals that we sometimes do for missionaries, but this meal is a cut above that. So please come and join us down the hall and to the right. If every single person in the sanctuary came, we would have enough food for you. So you are most welcome to come to that meal. Tonight in his sermon, Jordanes will be preaching on Isaiah 43, which has that wonderful promise of how when we walk through the fire and when we pass through the waters, God is with us. And part of what we remember as Christians is that when we do the work of the church and we do the work of ministry and we do the work of missions, we are sometimes called to pass through the fire. These words from Hebrews 11 are some of the great saints, and listen both to what they accomplished and what they had to endure. And what more shall I say, says the author of Hebrews? I do not have time to tell you about faithful people like Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign enemies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together would we be made perfect. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Our confession of faith this evening is from the Contemporary Testimony, and it is a proclamation of our missionary mission that God gives us as a church. This mission is both glorious and dangerous, as the Hebrews passage said. And this mission is the same whether you're in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or Havana, Cuba. Let's rise to say these words together. Let us say, joining the mission of God, the church is sent with the gospel of the kingdom to call everyone to know and follow Christ and to proclaim to all the assurance that in the name of Jesus there is forgiveness of sin and new life for all who repent and believe. The Spirit calls all members to embrace God's mission in their neighborhoods and in the world, to feed the hungry, bring water to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the sick, and free the prisoner. We repent of leaving this work to a few, for this mission is central to our being. Thank you, Brianna and Abimael. Thank you for sharing your gift with us. Tonight at our dinner, you will hear a lot about the history of our missionary relationship with the people of Cuba. Today, in this service, I want to say just 2 minutes worth to familiarize you with and remind you of some of the things that we've done with Cuba over the years. Some of you know this story well. Others of you probably don't know it at all. LaGrave's relationship with Cuba started back in 1957 when Reverend Jake Eppinga fished something out of a garbage can. And that something he fished out was a letter that had been sent to him by a church in Highway Grande, Cuba, asking for assistance. And when he first got it, he treated it like we ministers treat so many letters that we get. He just threw it in the garbage. But the Lord worked on his spirit that night, and the next morning he fished it out. And he took it to council, and council decided to act on it. And pretty soon, in 1957, there were, I believe it was four, including Reverend Eppinga, went down to Cuba to visit the churches there. And they were impressed what they saw, and they decided to start a relationship. Now, if you know your history, 1957, what's going on in Cuba? It's the beginning of the Cuban Revolution. In fact, while they were there, Castro and his rebels came down out of the hills, and they had to leave early. They had to flee Highway Grande, go to the airport, stay in a small room, and fly out in the morning. They started supporting the missions there, the church there. It was starting to go well. It was going well. 1959, the Cuban Revolution finally finished, and all contact was lost. And the assumption was, oh, well, these churches must have gone away. Well, the truth was very different. These churches continued. The Holy Spirit worked with these churches and continued these churches. And so when contact was reestablished and when support was reestablished, there was something growing in that community. Since then, there have been many more visits. There's been a lot of support, a lot of prayer, and a lot of back and forth, and too many things to tell in this service. As for the present in Cuba, and that's really important, it's very difficult. Things are economically very difficult for the church and very difficult for all Cubans right now. And for the church, there's a lot of resistance. It is hard to do what they do. So there's trouble, but there's also incredible opportunity. Cuban people are ready for the gospel. They need hope, and the gospel is the hope they need. And there's also an incredible resource opportunity. Now, money coming from America to Cuba is a complicated thing, and it needs to be handled well. But here's the bare facts. When I was there in 2014, to pay a minister's salary for an entire month cost $20 American. $20 American. So an enormous amount of leverage and an ability to help. Tonight, we're here to celebrate the past, and we're here to commit to the future. We want to keep this ministry going. We want the Holy Spirit to use what we have together to continue to grow the Cuban church. We look forward to Jordana's preaching tonight. We look forward to many of you coming and hearing more after the service. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. And at the end of my pastoral prayer, we're going to sing Worthy is Christ. Those words are printed in your bulletin. We'll sing it twice. First time in English. Second time, if you're able, please sing in Spanish. Let's pray. We love your church, O Lord, the people you have called, the church your blessed Son has saved by his own precious blood. Your church is such a wonderful, diverse thing, Father, through the ages, in all kinds of places, in all kinds of language, in all kinds of ways. You have raised up people to praise you. We do that here at 107 LaGrave, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And at LaGrave, we have a beautiful building and amazing resources. You've blessed us with a long history of being able to engage our neighbors in our city. We live in a country where we have the freedom to gather and the freedom to worship. And on Sunday morning, hundreds of people come through this place for joyful singing and for the playing of the organ and the preaching of your word. Father, down in Cuba, resources are slim and the churches are smaller. In Cuba, the church is sometimes no more than a few dozen believers playing electric keyboards and simple instruments. In Cuba, you know how the government moves against the church and puts pressure on your people. And yet, Lord, you send your Holy Spirit to that place and you raise up believers and you give that church vibrancy and strength. We praise you for the way that your Holy Spirit sustains your church in all kinds of situations. And tonight we pray that you will continue to sustain the churches of Cuba. And we ask that you would continue to sustain the relationship between LaGrave and Hillside in the churches of Cuba. We pray that you would make our brothers and sisters in Cuba strong in the face of opposition and poverty and pressure from the government. Father, today we pray that your Holy Spirit will use both the churches of Cuba and LaGrave and Hillside to create a movement in the country of Cuba that will last for generations. Father, as we think about Cuba, we think about other churches that are enduring difficulty and persecution. We pray for the churches in Nigeria, North Korea, in Iran, in Pakistan, and many other places. We pray for churches in places of affluence where wealth brings temptations and power brings temptations that can cause children to wander, chasing after bright lights and shallow pleasures. We pray also for your church in places of conflict, places of war. Bless the church in South Sudan. Bless the church in Ukraine. Father, bless the many Christians who are caught up in the conflict in Gaza and Israel. Finally, Father, we pray for the needs of our church, for LaGrave Church, which are many. Pray for those who are recovering from procedures, for Don Jansen, Joan Bolt, Ruth Stacy, restore their strength. I pray for Addie Post, who's still a teenager and yet whose life hangs in the balance. Be with Roger and Phyllis and Heather as they worry about her. I pray for Beth Mulder, hospitalized this week, and I pray for Chris Hurt and many others fighting hard against the specter of cancer. Father, I pray for Lisa Beidler, who's getting weaker and weaker. Please give her more good days. Give her joy with her family and give her assurance of life with you. And now, Father, as we get ready to open your word, bless Jordanis and Vanessa as they bring your word. May your gospel be heard. May our lives be encouraged. May your name be praised. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Jordanis will be preaching from Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 7. I will read it in English, and then he will read it in Spanish. Hear these words from the prophet Isaiah. But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you. I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I'll bring your children from the east, gather you from the west. I'll say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who's called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
Ahora, así dice Jehová, creador tuyo, Jacob, y formador tuyo, Israel. No temas, porque yo te redimí. Te puse nombre, mío eres. Cuando pases por las aguas, yo estaré contigo. Y si por los ríos, no te anegarán. Cuando pases por el fuego, no te quemarás, ni la llama arderá en ti. Porque yo, Jehová, Dios tuyo, el Santo de Israel, soy tu Salvador. A Egipto he dado por tu rescate, a Etiopía y a Seba a cambio de ti. Porque a mis ojos eres gran estima, eres hombre y yo te he amado. Daré pues hombres a cambio de ti, naciones a cambio de tu vida. No temas, porque yo estoy contigo. Del oriente traeré tu descendencia y del occidente te recogeré. Diré al norte, da acá, y al sur lo retengas. Trae de lejos a mis hijos y a mis hijas de los confines de la tierra, a todos los llamados de mi nombre, que para gloria mía los he creado, los formé y los hice. Y esto es palabra del Señor. Gracias le doy al Señor en esta tarde por esta oportunidad que me regala de poder estar en este lugar y compartir la palabra.
For the opportunity I have to be here in this place and share God's word with you.
Les confieso que nunca pensé hacerlo.
I confess that I never thought I'd be doing this.
Pero doy gracias a Dios por esta oportunidad.
But I give thanks to God for this opportunity.
Y voy a compartir la palabra pensando.
And I'm going to share the word thinking.
En el amor.
In the love,
en la gracia,
the grace,
y en la misericordia,
and the compassion,
y en la providencia,
and the providence,
de nuestro Dios.
Of our God.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Por todo lo que esta iglesia,
for all this church,
ha significado,
has meant,
y continúa significando,
and continues to mean,
para la iglesia en Cuba,
for the church in Cuba,
y también para mi familia,
and also for my family.
Como leímos en la palabra,
as we read in the word,
el Señor nos dice en esta tarde,
the Lord tells us this evening,
cuando pases por las aguas,
when you pass through the waters,
yo estaré contigo.
I will be with you.
Y si por los ríos,
and when you pass through the rivers,
no te anegarán.
They will not sweep over you.
Cuando pases por el fuego,
when you walk through the fire,
no te quemarás.
You will not be burned.
Ni la llama arderá en ti.
The flames will not set you ablaze.
Amados hermanos,
dear brothers and sisters,
la realidad,
the reality,
la experiencia de la vida,
the experience of our lives,
y la palabra de Dios,
and the word of God,
nos deja claro,
leaves it clear,
que la presencia de nuestro Dios en nuestras vidas,
that God's presence in our lives,
es real,
is real.
Pero no garantiza,
but it doesn't guarantee,
que todo marche,
that everything goes
como nos gustaría,
as we would like.
No nos garantiza,
it does not guarantee,
que no estaremos en los valles de sombra de muerte,
that we will not be in the valley of the shadow of death.
No nos garantiza,
it does not guarantee,
que no pasaremos por la prueba,
that we won't pass through hard times.
Sino,
but
que en medio de cada conflicto,
in the middle of each conflict,
de cada lucha,
of every fight,
de cada temor,
of every fear,
de cada persecución,
of every persecution,
de cada plan, de cada proyecto,
of every plan and project,
nada nos podrá separar del amor de Dios.
Nothing will separate us from the love of God.
Declara el apóstol Pablo,
the apostle Paul declares,
en Romanos capítulo 8,
in Romans chapter 8,
antes en todas estas cosas,
in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
Somos más que vencedores.
We are more than conquerors.
Por medio de aquel que nos amó.
Through him who loved us.
Por lo cual estoy seguro.
For I am convinced.
Que ni la muerte.
That neither death.
Ni la vida ni ángeles.
Nor life, neither angels.
Ni principados ni potestades.
Nor demons.
Ni lo presente ni lo porvenir.
Neither the present nor the future.
Ni lo alto ni lo profundo.
Nor any powers. Neither,
ni ninguna otra cosa creada.
Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation.
Nos podrá separar.
Will be able to separate us.
Del amor de Dios.
From the love of God.
Que es en Cristo Jesús.
That is in Christ Jesus.
Señor nuestro.
Our Lord.
Cuando los tres jóvenes hebreos.
When the three young Hebrews.
Que tenían por sobrenombre,
who were named
Sadrach, Mesach y Abednego,
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
fueron echados en el horno de fuego,
they were thrown in the fiery furnace,
por no adorar,
for not worshiping,
por no postrarse ante la estatua de oro del rey Nabucodonosor,
for not bowing down before the statue of gold of the king Nebuchadnezzar,
dijeron,
but rather they said,
he aquí.
Look.
Daniel 3.
Daniel 3.
Okay. He aquí.
Look.
Nuestro Dios.
I see four men walking around.
¿A quién servimos?
Daniel 3, 28.
3, 17, 18.
Sorry about that.
Okay. He aquí.
If we are thrown into the blazing furnace.
Nuestro Dios, ¿a quién servimos?
The God we serve.
Puede librarnos,
is able to deliver us,
del horno del fuego ardiente,
from it,
y de tu mano, oh rey, nos librará,
and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand.
Y si no,
but even if he does not,
sepas,
we want you to know,
oh rey,
your majesty,
que no serviremos a otros dioses,
that we will not serve your gods,
ni tampoco adoraremos la estatua que has levantado,
or worship the image of gold you have set up.
A estas palabras,
to these words,
el rey mandó que el horno se calentara siete veces más.
The king ordered that the oven become seven times hotter.
Y declara la palabra,
and the word of the Lord declares,
que al echarlos en el horno,
that as they were thrown in the oven,
como las llamas eran muchas,
since the flames were many,
los que le echaron se quemaron.
Those who threw them in were burned.
Y dice que el rey dijo,
and the king said,
en el versículo 25,
in verse 25,
he aquí yo veo cuatro varones sueltos.
He said, look, I see four men walking around in the fire.
Que se pasean en el medio del fuego.
Unbound and unharmed.
Sin sufrir ningún daño.
Unbound and unharmed.
Y el aspecto del cuarto,
and the fourth,
era semejante a hijo de los dioses.
Looks like a son of the gods.
Y Sadrach, Mesach y Abednego,
and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego
salieron de en medio del fuego.
Came out of the fire.
Y dice el verso 28 y 29.
And verse 28 and 29 says,
entonces Nabucodonosor,
then Nebuchadnezzar said,
dijo, Bendito sea el Dios de ellos.
Praise be to the God.
Sadrach, Mesach y Abednego.
Of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego.
Que envió a su ángel.
Who has sent his angel.
Y los libró.
And rescued his servant.
Libró a sus siervos que confiaron en él.
They trusted in him.
Y que no cumplieron el edicto del rey.
And defied the king's command.
Y entregaron sus cuerpos.
And were willing to give up their lives.
Antes de servir y adorar a otros dioses.
Rather than serve or worship any god.
Por lo tanto.
Therefore.
Decreto.
I decree.
Que todo pueblo, nación o lengua.
That the people of any nation or language.
Que dijere blasfemia.
Who say anything against.
Contra el Dios de Sadrach, Mesach y Abednego.
Against the God of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego.
Sea descuartizado.
Be cut into pieces.
Y su casa convertida en muladar.
And their houses be turned into piles of rubble.
Por cuanto.
For no other.
No hay Dios que pueda librar como este.
No other God can save in this way.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Iglesia.
Church.
Si Dios es con nosotros.
If God is for us.
¿Quién contra nosotros?
Who can be against us?
He citado estos textos de la palabra.
I have cited these passages from the word.
Pensando en nuestras vidas.
Thinking in our lives.
Pero especialmente en la vida de la iglesia en Cuba.
But especially of the life of the church in Cuba.
En ocasiones nuestra iglesia en Cuba.
On various occasions our church in Cuba.
Se siente.
Feels.
Como echada en el horno de fuego ardiente.
As it's been thrown in the fiery oven.
Pero está y estamos.
But it is and we are.
Confiados.
Trusting.
Que si Dios es por nosotros.
That if God is for us.
¿Quién contra nosotros?
Who can be against us?
Y puedo pensar,
and I can think,
por mi experiencia,
from my own experience,
que en medio del fuego,
that in the middle of the fire,
siempre,
we always,
la iglesia en Cuba,
the church in Cuba,
ha tenido ángeles a su lado,
has had angels at its side.
Tuvimos, por supuesto,
we had, of course,
la presencia, el poder y la gracia de Dios.
The presence, the power, and the grace of God.
Pero a la vez,
but at the same time,
hemos tenido,
we've had,
y tenemos,
and we have,
el apoyo,
the support,
el sustento,
the sustenance,
la oración,
the prayer,
y el acompañamiento de ustedes,
and by you accompanying us,
de la iglesia de la Grey,
from La Grave Church,
de la iglesia de Hillside,
from Hillside Church,
y tantos hermanos and, que nos han apoyado por tantos años,
and so many other brothers and sisters that have supported us for so many years.
Realmente, amados hermanos,
really, brothers and sisters,
ustedes han sido,
you have been,
para nuestra iglesia en Cuba,
for our church in Cuba,
un instrumento,
instruments,
de bendición,
of blessing,
en las manos de Dios,
in the hands of God,
para bendecir nuestra iglesia,
to bless the church.
El profeta Isaías declaró en el capítulo 43, verso 2,
the prophet Isaiah declared in chapter 43, verse 2,
cuando pases por las aguas,
when you pass through the waters,
yo estaré contigo,
I will be with you.
Y si por los ríos,
and when you pass through the rivers,
no te anegarán,
they will not sweep
cuando
over you.
Cuando pases por el fuego,
when you pass through the fire,
no te quemarás,
you will not be burned,
ni la llama arderá en ti,
the flames will not set you ablaze.
Muchos deseamos,
many of us want to,
pasar por las aguas,
pass through turbulent
de las
waters,
pruebas, sin mojarnos,
without drowning.
Muchos deseamos pasar por el fuego de las pruebas,
many of us wish to pass through the fiery furnace,
sin quemarnos,
without burning.
Pero ¿saben qué, mis amados hermanos?
But do you know what, my brothers and sisters?
Esto no es lo que Dios nos promete y garantiza.
This is not what God promises or guarantees.
Si nos mojaremos,
if we will drown,
si nos quemaremos,
we will burn,
pero Dios estará con nosotros,
but God will be with us.
Dios estará con su iglesia,
God will be with his church.
Aún mi hermano,
still my brother and sister,
cuando pasemos por las aguas,
even as you go through the turbulent waters,
dice el Señor, yo estaré contigo,
the Lord says, I will be with you.
Por ello,
and this is why,
cuando escribía estas palabras,
when I wrote these words,
Pensé poner por título a esta reflexión.
I titled this reflection.
Yo estaré contigo.
I will be with you.
Porque muchas veces dudamos.
Because many times we doubt.
De la presencia de Dios en nuestras vidas.
Of the presence of God in our lives.
Y Dios nos dice en esta noche.
And God tells us this evening.
Iglesia.
Church.
Yo estoy contigo.
I am with you.
En medio de las pruebas.
In the middle of trials.
De los sufrimientos.
Suffering.
De las crisis.
And also in the midst.
Pero también en medio de las victorias.
And also in the midst of the victories.
El Señor siempre nos quiere enseñar algo.
The Lord always has a lesson to teach us.
En la hora de la prueba.
In the time of trials.
En la hora del sufrimiento.
In the time of suffering.
O en el momento de la victoria.
Or in the moment of victory.
Lo más importante.
The most important thing.
No es entender el por qué está sucediendo.
Is not understanding why it is happening.
Sino es encontrar la presencia de Dios en medio de mi prueba.
It is finding God's presence in the midst of the difficulties.
Saber, conocer y estar seguros.
Knowing and being sure.
De dónde está Dios.
Of where God is.
O sea.
In other words.
Tenemos que recordar.
We need to remember.
Tenemos que experimentar.
We need to experiment.
Tenemos que tocar la presencia de Dios en nuestras vidas.
We need to feel the presence of God in our lives.
Por medio de la promesa del profeta Isaías.
Through the promise of the prophet Isaiah.
Cuando nos dice,
when he says,
yo estaré contigo.
I will be with you.
Iglesia.
Church.
La fe es la columna que nos sostiene.
Our faith is the pillar that holds us.
La fe es el alimento que nos fortalece.
Faith is the food that gives us strength.
La fe es la luz que nos indica el camino.
Faith is the light that shows us the way.
La fe es la luz que nos alumbra en medio de nuestra oscuridad.
Faith is the light that illuminates in the midst of our darkness.
La fe es el vínculo inquebrantable que nos mantiene unidos a Cristo.
Faith is the unbreakable bond that keeps us united to Christ.
Por lo tanto, amado hermano.
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
Cuando atravesemos el río de la prueba.
When we go through the river of trials.
El fuego de la prueba.
The fiery trials.
O el río de la victoria.
Or the river of victory.
O el fuego de la victoria.
Or the fire of victory.
Lo primero es cuidar tu fe.
The very first thing is to guard your faith.
Que nuestra fe no falte.
That our faith not fail.
El escritor a los Hebreos.
The writer in Hebrews.
En el capítulo 11, verso 1.
Chapter 11, verse 1.
Declaró.
Declares.
Es pues la fe.
Now faith.
La certeza de lo que se espera.
Is confidence in what we hope.
La convicción de lo que no se ve.
An assurance about what we do not see.
Es pues la fe la certeza.
It is the faith our assurance.
La seguridad.
The security.
La realidad.
The reality.
Es pues la fe la convicción.
Our faith is our conviction.
De que esas promesas.
That those promises.
Que el Señor revela en su palabra.
That the Lord reveals in his word.
Son reales.
Are real.
En la persona y en el amor de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
In the love of Jesus Christ.
Por ello.
Therefore.
Más adelante en el capítulo 12 a los Hebreos.
Later in chapter 12 of Hebrews.
Declara en el verso 2.
He declares in verse 2.
Puesto los ojos en Jesús.
Fixing our eyes on Jesus.
El autor y consumador de la fe.
The pioneer and perfecter of faith.
El cual por el gozo puesto.
For the joy set before him.
Delante de él sufrió la cruz.
He endured the cross.
Menospreciando el oprobio.
Scorning its shame.
Y se sentó a la diestra del trono de Dios.
And sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Esa es la convicción.
That is our conviction.
Que debemos de tener como hijos de Dios.
That we should have as children of God.
Es la convicción que tienen nuestros pastores y nuestros líderes y los miembros de nuestra iglesia en Cuba.
The conviction that our pastors and leaders should have of our church in Cuba.
El Señor está con ellos.
The Lord is with them.
Iglesia.
Church.
No temamos.
Do not fear.
Hermanos.
Brother and sister.
No temas.
Do not fear.
Amigo.
Friend.
No temas.
Do not fear.
Pues el Señor nos dice en esta noche.
For the Lord tells us this evening.
Yo estaré contigo.
I will be with you.
Y siempre el Señor ha estado con nosotros.
And he has always been with us.
Siempre el Señor ha estado con su iglesia.
He has always been with his church.
Siempre el Señor ha estado con su pueblo.
He has always been with his people.
Con su pueblo elegido.
With his chosen people.
Redimido.
Redeemed.
Santificado.
Sanctified.
Siempre ha estado con nuestra amada iglesia cristiana reformada en Cuba.
He has always been with our beloved church in Cuba.
Por eso en esta noche.
Is why this evening
podemos decir,
we can say,
gracias Señor,
thank you Lord,
porque tú estás con tu pueblo,
because you are with your people.
Gracias Señor,
thank you Lord,
porque tú estás con tu iglesia,
because you are with your church.
Amados hermanos,
brothers and sisters,
por el amor a la obra de Dios,
for the love for God's work,
a través de la iglesia cristiana reformada,
through the Christian Reformed Church in Cuba,
nuevamente les doy las gracias.
One more time, I would like to thank you.
Por sus oraciones.
For your prayers.
Por su apoyo.
For your support.
Y por su constante preocupación por nuestra iglesia.
And for constantly worrying for our church.
Que el Señor les continúe bendiciendo.
May God continue to bless you.
Oremos al Señor.
Let's pray.
Gracias, Jesús.
Thank you, Lord.
Por esta noche.
For this evening.
Gracias por reunirnos en tu nombre.
Thank you that we can meet in your name.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Porque esta iglesia,
because this church,
al igual que la iglesia de Hillside,
just as the church in Cuba,
tienen un corazón para ti, para la iglesia en Cuba.
Has a heart for the church in Cuba.
Rogamos que tú continúes bendiciéndonos.
We pray that you continue blessing us.
Y que siempre aumentes la fe en nosotros.
And that you may always increase the faith in ourselves.
Y que todos,
and that all,
tanto los cristianos cubanos,
the Cuban Christians,
como los cristianos de este lugar,
just as the Christians in this place,
estemos seguros,
we can be sure,
de que tú estás con nosotros,
that you are with us,
de que tu presencia está con nosotros,
that your presence is with us.
Gracias.
Thank you.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amén.
Amen.
Thank you.
Recibamos la bendición. Que la gracia de Dios Padre, Creador y Sustentador, que el amor siempre eterno de Jesucristo nuestro Señor y Salvador, y la presencia del Espíritu Santo esté con cada uno de nosotros, su iglesia, su pueblo, donde quiera que estemos, desde ahora y para siempre. Amén. Thank you.